Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
It's Friday, it's the Vibe Check, it's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. 35 for the high today. We got Kevin Hart tickets. This is our last pair coming up for Campy Breezy. Sometime in the show this morning, make sure you listen to win. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
They are here. Cameron is here and says, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Out plowing nice and early this morning. Everyone stay safe out there. I'll get these roads safe for you.
It's not slushy snow, right? It's powder snow?
No, it's not heavy. Slushy.
It's not heavy, I don't think.
But those are the ones you got to look out for, honestly. Because it's just like, you underestimate how impactful it can truly be, and then you're fishtailing off the road. So
it's usually the pickups fishing.
The guy in the pickups like, oh my god, I'm gonna do 90. Look at me,
I'm gonna do 90. Oh, okay. Oh, vroom vroom.
Okay.
Right.
Good morning, Moose and Breeze. It's Jess and Jaden here. Vibes are up because it's Friday.
What's up, guys?
Kids don't have school until Wednesday due to midterm exams. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend, you too.
Midterm exams in January. It's just not right.
It would be the mid of the term.
Just let us know when you're going to buy Jaden his first new car. Kid got his permit a couple weeks ago. Now he needs something to drive. He needs something to practice on.
He's crushing it.
He is.
He's crushing it. What about you, vibes?
Through the roof.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great. It's Friday. It's payday. I don't have a ton going on this weekend. I mean, I'm going to the Bills playoff game on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that. Or I might have to skip it so I can go to my niece and nephew's recital.
Right. I don't think you're going to do that. But
well, the resentment that would take place is just through the roof. But anyways, yeah, the vibes are pretty good today. I woke up, got some good sleep. What about you?
Oh, I didn't get good sleep. But,
I'm so sorry.
I woke up. So.
Do you want to get a garbage plate?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. No, we should skip that.
Vibes are good. Yeah, payday, great. Hanging out with my friends tonight. Very excited about that.
What are you doing?
Rotting.
collectively, you're all going to rot on the sofa?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
But what do you do? You guys going to watch The Whale?
We're going to watch the girl who has Tourette's on TLC, Balin.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good
Balin Friday. Out loud.
Balin out loud?
Yep.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, but the problem is that her Tourette syndrome is a lot of swearing.
Yeah, well, a majority of the time it is. I mean, I went to MCC with kid in my class.
I don't know how TLC is going to pull that one off, but we'll see.
The kid in my college class at MCC had Tourette's, at least we thought. Turns out he was faking it.
Okay.
Yes.
Hate that for him and everyone around him because that's just inappropriate. So you've never seen this girl on TikTok?
No.
She's like, my mom has hemorrhoids. That's like her tics. That's what she says.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's interesting it's interesting how the brain works when you have Tourette's.
Yeah.
It's so fascinating.
Yeah. I have a friend with Tourette's.
Like, is there anybody in the history of having Tourette's who's never, like, just had outbursts of cursing and swearing?
I mean,
that's usually the first thing that...
This is her. She's screaming.
What's the name of the show?
Bailing Out Loud.
Bailing Out Loud. It's
so
great.
This is a TikTok star, essentially. Mm-hmm. She went on TikTok, and that was her shtick, having Tourette's. So much so that, I mean, she got her bag right before TikTok shut down. She has her own show now. So.
That's right.
Bailing Out Loud. Can't wait to watch it.
Okay, that's what you're doing this Friday night.
And eating Thai food.
Oh,
so
love a good Thai food.
Excited.
Love Thai
so
food.
So excited.
Is the King and I still open in Henrietta, or are they shut down?
I think they are.
Are they still open? I know your dad's a huge fan.
Loves it there.
But, you know, sometimes the health department gets involved in these things. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in this Friday morning. We appreciate you being here, because if you weren't listening, then we would really be wasting our time on our end, wouldn't we?
So just to pull the curtain back a little bit here, we had our 2-year anniversary party 2 Fridays ago, and we had some loyal listeners in that, you know, some of them text in every day for good vibes. Nico and Steven being one of them. It's funny. Ever since we met them, they haven't texted in once. So I'm going to take that as they didn't like us. Maybe.
They ghosted us.
They haven't heard from them since.
Yeah, that's it. They
I'm
ghosted
like,
us.
Wait.
That's
where
it.
Where are you guys?
You guys got your free t-shirts? That's it? You're just going to hate it and quit
pizza.
It?
And pizza. And they want a gift card, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
All right.
I'm nervous about the Bills.
Nothing to be nervous about, Breezy. And Josh Allen, we trust. Talk about the Breezy's big bets coming up on the show. She's getting her own sports talk station.
Yeah, like, yeah. But that goes without saying.
Coming up on the show, 2 Rochester police officers are suspended with pay over radio calls made between cars on Sunday. And apparently they were a little inappropriate. But what they were doing is a no-no. I'll tell you some of the things that were said.
What they were doing and what they were saying.
Yeah, coming up. That's coming up for the big story of the day on PXY Mornings. All right, stay there, you guys. Happy Friday. It's PXY. PXY Mornings. Welcome back to the show. Moose, Breezy Breeze. Bad boys. Breeze, you ever been arrested?
No. Surprisingly, no.
You ever been in the back of a cop car?
For fun, yeah.
Yeah, it is fun, right?
I mean, it's not like fun. I mean, well, it's really uncomfortable, actually. The seats are really uncomfortable.
I saw an RPD officer. I was like, "Guy, you got to cuff me. Put me in the back. Just do a joyride around Commercial Street." He's like, "All right, get in." It's like, you know, and I could imagine it's a lot more scary when you've actually maybe murdered a person or two, and then you're in the back of the car. But 2 Rochester police officers are suspended without pay. This is a really terrible transition on my part. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, but- what? He's like, I was in the back of a cop car when they all got suspended.
Well, I just want to say I love the police. You know what I'm saying? But 2 of these police officers were a little naughty. They're suspended with pay. Sometimes that's just how it goes. Over radio calls made between cars on Sunday. So the Rochester Police Department says the calls appear immature and unprofessional.
Okay. What's up?
And there's now an internal investigation. I don't know. The calls started around 5 p.m., and these officers were discussing, like, going to Philly to represent RPD. They were having, like, personal conversation on the radio. And one was saying, listen, guys, we're going to be in Philly representing the Rochester Police Department, man. I'm going to take a shot for every one of you guys, you know? And then another responds with, why do I feel like I'm getting assaulted right now? And then another officer was like, yeah, brother, we're going to get effed up one of these days. So just plan on us being effed up one of these days.
What?
It's probably going to be Monday or Tuesday. And RPD would not say why the officers were going to Philly. Although one call mentions recruiting, the rest of the radio calls sound like locker room talk with officers challenging each other over who can run faster or do more push-ups.
I'm like so good on this. I'm so good on this, honestly.
In a statement,
I heard what I needed to hear.
RPD said it prides itself on the mission statement of crime reduction. Sir,
so it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Service and professionalism.
They're like beating each other's faces in.
Unfortunately, on Tuesday, we received recordings of radio traffic from one of our car-to-car non-primary radio channels that captures what appears to be immature and unprofessional behavior that falls short of meeting our mission. Hello, officer. My car just got broken into once again.
Sorry, we're doing a push-up competition, so if you could wait one second.
We're actually doing push-ups right now. Take a hike.
Yeah.
The officers are suspended with pay until the internal investigation is over.
That's such a tough scene.
I guess when you...
I wonder who won, honestly. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, I would like to have a race with you to see who runs faster. Coming up on the show, you guys, I'm in a real predicament here. What would you do in this situation? I'm supposed to go to the playoffs for the Bills game this Sunday, but my niece and nephew have their heart set on the fact that I might be coming this Sunday to their recital instead. And I'm like, oh man, you might be disappointed.
Oh, that's tough.
And now, you know, they're making me feel guilty about it. And I'm like, wow, what would you guys do? Help me out. 585-252-9800. We'll get into it coming up next on the show.
How would you like to win $5,000 cash?
I just won $5,000.
Big bets.
Yeah.
Let's make my predictions.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Guys, I could really use your help on this one today. And I know there's a number of you that are probably going to judge me for this, but so be it. This Sunday, I got tickets with some of my boys to go to the Bills playoff game against the Ravens. This is a big game. If you've been to a playoff game, playoff football is a different type of energy. The stakes are high.
Right.
The playoff game last year I went to with Bills Steelers. Oh, it was great. You know, a lot of Steelers fans, I felt bad for them. They're getting hit in the face with snowballs, but that happens at Highmark Stadium. Well, my niece and nephew are going to be performing in a school musical, and I have to choose which one I'm going to attend. Breezy's rolling her eyes.
What production are they going to be putting on?
Well, they're going to be, you know, playing their instruments. My nephew's a saxophone player. My niece plays the clarinet. And I know you know where my head's at. I don't want to let them down, but, you know, it's playoffs. It's like, come on. These are expensive tickets.
No offense to your niece and nephew, but, like, respectfully, if they don't have a solo, it's not worth your time. You can't hear them anyways.
Well, she does.
Oh, well, yeah. Then you probably should go. Probably sell your tickets.
Getting a lot of mixed signals here. 585-252-9800. I need some of you guys to weigh in whether you are genuine or not and just say there will be other recitals. That's what I need to hear right now because I'm going to let them down most likely. It's the playoffs.
What time is the recital?
Like 2 o'clock on a Sunday. I got it. I'm tailgating by 11.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, you're going to be blacked out by...
That's the point.
6:30.
It's going to be 13 degrees. Granted, I'm in the Pepsi Club. Those are a little bit more expensive. But I'm just like, a part of me feels guilty because when you hear them say, like, Uncle Moose, are you going to be there to support us? In my head, I'm like, hell no, I'm going to the game. But I'm like, yeah, you know, but come on.
I see. For sure.
You know, and wow. Listen, I missed out on a lot when I was living on the other side.
And he's like, and I'm going to keep missing out. Yes, I am.
No, but I did. And I felt really guilty how many birthdays and stuff. But, you know, I tried to convince myself it's not, I can't feel bad about that stuff. I'm living a different life. You know, and now that I moved back, I've had the opportunity. I've been to their school plays. I've done the birthdays. You know, I get them pretty good gifts during the holidays. I'm the cool uncle. They've come into the studio on the air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I shouldn't feel bad about missing this. But that's how that's what I'm telling myself right now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I definitely here's the problem I have with you, right? Let me tell you a little something.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you go ahead?
You sit here all day till you're blue in the face. Family is everything. Family over everything. Until you have to show up and support your niece and nephew.
Which I do.
Then you're like, bills over everything, honestly.
Well, I mean, you know, there's different circumstances here. You know what I mean? What would you do?
I try to make both work. If I'm
There's no making. You got to choose one. There's no making both work.
No. You go. You show face. You leave right after.
I'm going to miss the game. I'm in Buffalo. This is over an hour away. This is the playoffs. You can't go to both. Stop trying to be on both sides of the fence. Well, you got to pick one.
Fine. Then I think you should go to the recital and give me the ticket. No, genuinely. I think I solved the problem. You
I'm not
going to
do
ticket,
that.
I go with our boy Tim, and you go to the recital.
Who's
Twinkle Toes on stage.
Leah says, Moose, it is literally the playoffs. There will be many more recitals. I know. That's what I wanted to hear.
This person says, you can stream it. Gates Chilai does it. Go to the game. I would miss my own kids' concert to go to that game. Bad planning by the school. Go to the game.
I know, right?
Oh, your niece is texting in. Kiss the number one uncle spot. Goodbye.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
This person says, easily the Bills game. They'll see you after. Hug you for a second and move on.
It's tough, too. Well, it's not so much tough. It makes it a little easier considering they're all huge Kansas City Chiefs fans. You can thank my brother for that. Hardcore Chiefs fan. All the kids, I started buying them Bills gear when they were younger. What do you think they did?
Burned it.
Yeah. Basically, I bought him, my nephew, the gloves. I bought him the jersey. All of a sudden, 2 months later, we're Chiefs fans. I gave in. I bought my niece a big, fluffy Kansas City Chiefs blanket, a throw blanket for her bed.
Yeah.
Got a little hole in it. You know what she says to me during Christmas? She goes, Uncle Moose, this is really cheap. I was like, that's it.
I'm not going to your recital. That's the end of that.
I was pissed.
This person says, hire a lookalike to sit in the crowd. They'll never know the difference. Guys, hey.
That's so great.
Yeah. I don't know if you even have...
Can you 3D print my face?
Oh, my God. This person says, 13 degrees. It's so much more cozy at the recital. That's what I would do.
I know, but I will say that the seats are... We're sitting under the heat lamps. So I'm not going to complain too much.
Right.
But well, it's the playoffs. I got to go to the game.
I mean...
And they're expensive tickets.
Yeah, but could just give it to me and...
Who are you going to go with? Yeah,
follow
right.
Follow through with your saying that you say all the time, family is everything, family over everything. Obviously, that's not... Practice what you preach, boy. That's not the case.
Family over everything during like certain occasions.
No, no. You can't pick and choose your morals. That's not how that one works.
I'm pretty sure that's what you do on a daily basis.
This isn't about me. Stop projecting.
All right, where's my gavel? All right, looking at all these texts coming in, majority of them are saying, Moose, have your brother or mom or whoever's there tape it for you, and then you can watch it back with the kids. That's right.
My daughter's father is missing her volleyball playoffs. We all get it. It could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. There will be many more games to attend. Right. Don't you want to watch her spike it? I don't know.
I don't know. All right. Well, I made my decision, so.
Oh, your niece is texting me. She's absolutely pissed. How'd you get my number? 98 PXY.